Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about beef demand with Dr. Lynn Tonzer in just a moment. It's the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Spring Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, April 8th, 1 o'clock at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. 80 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls, as well as 35 registered Angus and Sim-Angus spring pairs will be sold. Improve your herd with the genetics from the Choctaw Land and Cattle Company. Remember, the sale can be seen on dvauction.com. Go to cclcattle.com for a sale catalog or call Billy Hall, 918-244-0154 for more information. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company's bull sale, April 8th in Boswell.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
Extension beef cattle specialist Dr. Glenn Tonzer says there's no doubt about it. Improving beef demand is staring us right in the face right now. Cattle prices have been up in recent weeks, and Dr. Tonzer says that has given us higher wholesale box beef prices really since the 1st of February.
Yeah, so the choice cutout was off actually a dollar for the week at 222, but importantly, it's up from 194 on February 1st, so I'm not going to get too worked up over week-or-week gyrations, but the select cutout was up $2 for the week. So this past week we had more growth on select side, and select was at 216 versus 191 on February 1st. And just as you said, those being up at a time where we're moving a lot more beef through the wholesale level is very, very encouraging. To give a specific number to that, LMIC, who's regularly on this series, currently estimates that total beef supplies are going to be up almost 5% in the first quarter of 2017 relative to the first quarter of 2016. If you have that volume of increase in beef production and we're talking about these prices coming up from February 1, that all but guarantees beef demand is pretty robust at the moment. So that's very, very encouraging.
One piece of the puzzle that's indicating that we're doing a good job of moving beef through the pipeline toward the consumer is the latest cold storage report. It is showing a drawdown of beef stocks.
So the beef stocks at the end of February were down 7% from the prior month, and that is consistent with beef moving through the chain, whether it's exports or domestically. That's very good. But maybe even more important is compared to a year ago, they're down 1%. So I made the comment earlier about the year-over-year quarter increase in beef production. We've been having that go on for a few quarters now, and we don't have beef stacking up in the freezer relative to those growing supplies. That's very, very reassuring.
So beef movement is looking really good as we wrap up the first quarter of 2017. Of course, the decision to buy beef by the consumer is not made in a vacuum. There's other choices out there as well. And Dr. Tonzer says competing meat pressure, not nearly as great as it was this time a year ago.
Another part of that is total red meat supplies, so add in the competing meats to this story, are down a full 6% from the prior year. So we ended February with 6% less total red meat in the freezers than we had same time 2016. That, I honestly think, has as much to do with this overall aggregate beef demand story as anything else. Pork in particular, but a little bit poultry also, doesn't appear to be putting as much downward pressure on beef as it was this same time last year. And if you remember, throughout most of 2016, I was increasingly concerned about beef demand. A lot of that had to do with working our way through a lot of pork while beef supplies were growing. Hopefully the worst of that is behind us. The cold storage report is very consistent with the fact that we're at least moving through that situation and we don't have, you know, a lot of meat stacking in the pipeline.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.